35-year-old Fatima, who for privacy did not want to use her family name, says their family lost all their livestock to drought. After moving with her husband and children closer to town to find work, Fatima's husband abandoned her and filed for divorce, but not before assaulting her.
He did harm me physically 3 times. He hit me a few times, and one time he told me that he would hang me, and he threatened me with a rope.
Fatima now lives in a camp for displaced people on the outskirts of Hargeisa, the capital of Somaliland. She supports her children through a small tea shop, earning about $40 per month, barely enough to feed themselves. Oxfam Gender Protection Coordinator in Somaliland, Abdul Rashid Youssef, says women displaced by climate change, like Fatima, are at high risk for sexual and gender-based violence, SGBV.
The risk is including that women, when women end up in the workforce place or in the IDB camps, the risk is include they are more exposed on SGBV issues like rape and sexual exploitation is on that. They are more exposed about they had limited knowledge about to cope the situation.
On the outskirts of the town of Oug, Ibado Mohamed Abdullah is working to prevent violence against displaced women. She oversees 3 displacement camps. To improve women's safety in the camp, Abdullah created women's associations, provides counseling for those assaulted, and takes criminal cases to the authorities.
If a girl who was raped would come to me, I would take her to the hospital. After she is treated, I would then immediately take her to the nearest police station to arrest the perpetrator of this crime.
Women in the camps take precautions. They travel in groups to collect firewood and water and make sure one woman keeps watch while the others sleep. But as climate change intensifies in the region, the number of displaced women at risk of violence will only get worse. Neha Wadekar for VOA News, Seoul Region, Somaliland.